Is there an obligation to reconcile with family before your death or theirs? I feel disgust about things my stepfather has said and done, both recently and in the past. I wonder if he truly cannot see beyond himself, and I wonder if I should bother. The last time I saw him, he sexually harassed me. Now he has sent a half-hearted apology a year and a half later. I'm not sure what I want or what I should do. He'll be 80 soon. Thank you for any guidance. I mean, there's a... I mean, these are all very individual, and one has to make kind of choices. But I think there's a difference between forgiveness and reconciliation, so that forgiveness is an opportunity for oneself to forgive in a way that one is able to relinquish aversion and resentment and then being able to set that behind one. And you know, reconciliation is a lot more complicated, and then is it possible? Is it even worth it? Those are different questions. But I think it particularly in terms of practitioners, then we have to find ways where other people's past actions are not a source of our repeated feelings of anger or even a vengeful state or a resentment, in order to be able to let them go and free our own minds, to be able to set it aside. And that, and sometimes it just isn't worth it in terms of an actual physical meeting, because it brings up so many mixed and complicated feelings and reactions, and if one has seen a pattern repeating over time, then you know, well, I don't really want to feed that or buy into that anymore. So that we're finding ways, but I think and forgiveness is all in the sense that one recognizes that somebody, both oneself and others, but you know, when we're thinking of individuals, you know, okay, that's a and especially if they've done something that has wronged one, then that recognition that you know, that is action based on delusion, ignorance, unskillfulness, and to be able to kind of depersonalize it, and then in order to set it aside and let it go. Sort of those actions, any actions that are unskillful like that, result in suffering for others and suffering for that person, and that's the basis of equanimity, is when one can look not in a personal way, but look in terms of actions, and because of actions, those results come into being. And I don't need to have some kind of revenge or some kind of resolution to it. That's their actions. That's where, and they're the owners of their actions. I don't want to pick it up. I don't want to carry it. I can relinquish that. And that's a kindness toward oneself. It's a way of coming to a place of forgiveness. But there may not be reconciliation. And in many cases, there might not need to be reconciliation because it's just too complicated.